Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episode we are doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special guest with Preet Bharara. He is the former district attorney for the Southern District of New York, an unofficial AG of Twitter, the host of Stay Tuned with Preet Bharara. This is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
So what did you think of that debate last night, the sort of only normal presidential debate?
Well, normal is a relative term. I thought as a comparative matter, compared to the first debate, it was relatively normal. And the person I credit most for that, as I think a lot of people do, was Kristen Welker.
Yeah.
And I remember in the lead up this week, I was saying to people, how much does it suck to be Kristen Welker,
yeah,
who is a very good journalist and has seen what's happened to other good journalists, including Chris Wallace, who I think is a very good journalist and generally a very good interviewer and a very good debate moderator. And you see the corpses of these previously highly respected folks on the side of the road. And on top of that, you have the guy with the biggest bullhorn in the world, in the history of the world also, saying you're terrible and attacking you in advance. I'm talking about Donald Trump, in case you're...
Yeah.
And you go into this event. And I'll tell you, I have learned over time, I've been in dicey situations myself, to always look calm and always look confident, even if you're not on the inside. But she came out on that stage and she just gave the introduction. And I was texting some friends of mine and mutual friends of hers and mine, saying she looks so supremely confident and ready. It was kind of stunning to me. And then she continued in that vein. I mean, I think it got a little bit dicier towards the end. But my reaction to the debate was, A, she did a great job that I think what had become in my mind a complete lack of faith that anything useful could happen in the debate has been assuaged, that Donald Trump didn't do anything particularly good or bad. Joe Biden, I thought, put to rest, you know, some doubts about that people were trying to sow, I think, illegitimately about his mental acuity, and then nothing changed. Now, don't you agree? Nothing changed?
I mean, he seems crazier to me when he pretends to be normal. like, right, because at least when he pretends to be normal, you think, like, wait, he's saying this strange stuff, but he looks like he's not, you know, running around the stage trying to beat somebody up.
He's not running around the stage trying to tuck in his pants.
He's not Rudy Giuliani-ing it, right? I mean, Borat
hasn't. He's not butt-dialing anybody from the stage.
One of the sort of famous things you've said is that the best thing you ever did was not calling Trump back. Can you time travel with me back to 2016 and talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. By the way, the other time travel, just for the sake of, I don't know if you tell people when you record these things, we're recording this on Friday, October 23rd, and I'll get to your question in a second, but this is the crazy anniversary. It was exactly at this point, almost this hour, I think, when the deputy U.S. attorney, when I was in office, walked into my office and said, you're not going to believe this, but Jim Comey just sent this letter.
Oh, yes, it's today.
Laptop. It's today. This is the point in time in relation to the timing of the Tuesday election when that letter came out. So all day, let's make sure there's no crazy letter that alters the trajectory of the election. Yeah, look, so
I have to say, just back to that letter for one second, yeah. I think that was the single largest element in the defeat of Hillary Clinton.
I think that's right. And I think, you know, one of the mistakes made was people, by this I mean Jim, and I respect him, and he was my boss, and he was a terrific boss as U.S. attorney, is understanding how that letter was going to be weaponized in a way that would distort what was really happening and ultimately distort what should have happened in connection with people voting. And the timing of it and all of that was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
So with respect to, I was asked to stay on, which was not something I expected when Trump won.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.